Welcome to the Flatlands Field and Foul Podcast with your hosts, Dwayne Dirksen and Tanner Friesen. Stay tuned for all kinds of hunting talk, outdoors talk, various other topics. You're sure to have a good time. You're in good hands.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act. The Psalm 37:4-5. How about that? Cold open.
Son. Welcome back.
Old son.
Episode 8.
Here we are. A few days later.
No hiatus here.
Not this week, nope.
Not about that life.
Well,
we are...
Now and then.
We are indulging in providing you quality entertainment.
A bit of the Rogan style, just whenever, wherever, however you want to do it.
Pitter-patter, McMurray.
Although we don't have a cool, like, weird-looking critter in our studio.
Like that ape or...
That ape with the
big
old teeth there?
The big old...
And big like old a big old 6x6 bull elk on the wall? Shoots on that.
Hey, no, baby, come back, come back.
He just could not be satisfied. And then
he's got 80 cows, and one goes running off. How many cows? However many cows, one goes running off. Hey, no, baby, come back.
Baby, come back. Baby, come back.
That smooth talker Mr. Rogan is.
Oof, what a fella. What a fella.
Great guy.
Nobody calls a fight like that guy.
No. I will never forget, I was actually watching some of Joe Rogan stuff.
Oh, I love watching stuff.
When, who was it, Matt Bosch had that comeback.
Matt Bosch.
This was years ago. Mm. What a comeback! What a comeback! Come back for the... Or when Randy Couture beat Tito.
Oh!
When he was spanking him.
Yeah.
That guy is my hero.
What a classic.
Mr. America. America.
From the armed forces himself, Mr. Randy Couture.
Yeah, he was an armed force
veteran. He is a veteran. Not was, he is. He's not dead.
No, I know. You know what I mean.
He just never like Mr. Tim Kennedy.
Mr. Tim Kennedy.
Although he's active service now again.
Is he?
Yeah.
Not fighting?
No, he's retired from fighting. He's back in the service. He was always in the reserve force.
Yeah.
Through his fighting career, but now he's back serving in some capacity.
Full time.
Yeah. Hey, that's my old boss.
Hey.
Shout out to... the dairy farm down the road there, the Pletz. Rumordale Holstein.
Yes, sir.
Sir Reg himself.
Not familiar with his work.
Well, I worked there a bit. Good times.
You worked with the old cattle industry, did ya?
I did, yeah.
Not so bad.
More than one capacity. The barn and at the feedlot a bit for the Ungers for a bit there.
Oh, that's right.
Not very long there, but...
That's right.
I was jumping around from thing to thing for them, so...
I do what you can. Jack of all trades,
wherever they needed me, I was going, so.
Hey, there's worse places to be. Make yourself indisposable, I'd say.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing to be.
Don't be, what's the word there?
One-dimensional.
Expendable. Don't be expendable.
Expendable. Also, like, don't be one-dimensional.
In the second Rambo movie, he describes it as, when you get invited to a party and don't show up and nobody...
Notices.
Nobody notices, nobody cares. That's being expendable.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd reckon one of the things Mama always told me was make yourself valuable, do as many things as you can. And I reckon you get a good employer, you make yourself valuable, they ain't going to get rid of you. Yeah, you get a little more leverage for
things you want.
Wage increases.
And
hunting time off and such.
And improvements around the day-to-day,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Well, that's kind of more dependent on your coworkers, and we all know those guys can be interesting at best.
Catching deers.
Shout out to that guy.
Hey, you catching any bears these days? No, nobody.
No, prefer not to.
Nope.
Prefer not to.
This isn't actually a bear trapping area, so. Yeah. So, no.
Well, like I said, unless you are of a certain race,
well,
then you can trap anything or shoot anything at any hour, day or night. But that's a different conversation for a different podcast.
And we need to, for that podcast, we'd need to have our facts in front of us so we could preach the gospel on that one. 100% accurately, so there's no
ifs. Well, I know what happens 100% accurately.
Yeah, but I've we need to have our
do we need to bring on a special guest?
We need to have our fact sheet.
Where's our fact checker when we need
him? Hey, I thought of this today. Who is Janis Pudelis? Oh, man. It said all of a sudden Giannis Pitelis.
Come on.
But it didn't tell me anything. Come on.
Let's try it on a smartphone here.
This is a smartphone.
Who is Janis Pudelis? Who is Janis Pudelis? Oh, hang on. I'm connected to my truck. That would be why it's not working. Who is Janis Pudelis? No, I got a bunch of dog stuff.
Highland poodles.
Yeah, not hunting dogs.
No. Well, unless you're Cy Robertson.
That was scripted. You cannot sit here and tell me that he grabbed a random arse poodle and said, go fetch me a dove, and he did. No, sir.
Hey, well, it's...
That's knowing somebody that had the time to train their poodle to go fetch a dove. Whatever works.
Best poodle I ever heard of.
I'd reckon.
Ain't much use for him otherwise, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the designer dogs, if you will.
Me as well. I could do without.
I had a want for one back in the day.
Well, we've all had our downfalls in life, I suppose.
Some more than others, I guess.
Apparently, rumor has it.
Speaking of downfalls and right-hand turns, who do you got for Sonoma? Sorry, the traffic out here is ridiculous. We're outside if you guys can't...
We're live in the great outdoors, and that was a feed truck going by.
Old Landmark.
Landmark Feeds.
Still rolling. He's making some bank today.
I'd say. Long evening day shift, light night shift?
Yeah, I guess so. Animals got to eat.
I reckon. Sonoma. You know what? I'm going to go with my guy, Kyle Busch.
All right.
He's won in every active track in every series.
Hmm.
Truck, Xfinity, and now Cup. Monster Energy.
I'm going to go with the man, the myth, the legend.
Jimmy?
For the fourth time this year, race winner in PJ.
He has three wins?
I think he's got three wins already.
Holy cow.
Because Clint's got two.
Yeah, he does.
Harvick's got four.
Five? And Kai Bai has four.
Four? Yeah, so I think he's got three right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to go MPJ.
Okay.
I think...
Cole Pern?
I think he's going to win it on fuel mileage. I think it's going to be a fuel mileage. Sonoma always ends up being a fuel mileage race anyway.
Stage winner, MTJ. Man, if your car blows up or not.
Or if you don't
last year, last year his car blew up last... I think, yeah. Didn't his car blow up last year? MTJ?
Yeah.
All right, I think so. Dale had a tough race last year.
No.
He didn't
finish. Who won last year?
I don't know.
Either MTJ or Harvick. And I'm pretty sure, actually, Harvick passed MTJ on the last lap, and it was a fuel mileage race.
Okay, it was one of the road races that MTJ blew up at, though. It could have been the Glen.
Probably would have been...
could have been the Glen.
Old Watkins.
Quick shout-out here to a friend of mine, King Reginald 19, young Reggie Weeb himself. He is probably our biggest listener. He's a friend of mine. I play hockey with him.
Right on.
Heck of a guy. I think he's starting up his own podcast either soon or maybe he did already. I don't even know. My bad, Reggie. Let me know.
Yeah, I'd tune in. Do you know what his podcast is going to be about?
Probably just being awesome and stuff like that. I don't actually know yet.
Okay.
So.
We got to have him on.
One day.
Show him the ropes.
Yeah. How to bootleg a quick podcast here, fellas.
Yeah.
So. Fellas. He's a... The problem here therein lies that he is a Detroit Red Wings fan. Hardcore.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
It is.
Well, your opinion's wrong and invalid, but we all have our downfalls in life.
Some more than others.
Yeah, I'd reckon. Kevin Harvick won last year.
Kevin Harvick, the closer.
Trying to figure out where MTJ...
Figured out,
I says. But there wasn't that many ads on here. Oh, it's probably a video, isn't it?
I'd reckon.
Ah, whatever. Harvick won last year.
The four car.
The four car. First win in 2017 was at Sonoma, actually.
Oh. And he was one of the final four.
Yeah. Think he'll go back to back?
I don't
know. I'm going to go MTJ.
Well, I'm going Kaibai, so the Candyman.
That sweet tooth will catch up to him eventually.
Yeah, he'll be back to the Interstate Batteries then, I guess.
Yeah, I'd reckon. You know, I watched a video on the old YouTube the other day.
Oh, yeah?
About the 10 most weirdest NASCAR drivers. There was a fellow by the name of Dick Trickle racing old NASCARs.
Sir Dick Trickle.
Yep.
That ain't no Cale Yarborough.
Nope. He used to smoke in a car.
Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle was smoking in a car. He'd light a Bedard under caution.
Under caution? Come on, dude. During the...
Well, there's a little bit. I'm guessing
dude,
it's a little breezy.
Do it during the green flag.
It's a little breezy in there.
I guess.
There was also a gentleman, and I'm going to... I don't remember his name. I should have looked this up. But this is kind of a... If you guys haven't figured out, it's a Mugs Bantering podcast.
Kind of podcast. We're shooting from the hip today, boys.
Yeah.
Boys and girls.
It only counts if you go Bardowski.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. So, bing! There was a guy who drank 4 bottles of champagne during a race. Green flag racing. 4 bottles of champagne.
I don't know who'd want to be drinking champagne while doing anything, really.
Well, yeah, I'd reckon there's
unless it's high life.
That's the champagne of beers.
Although I had one that was super skunky
not too
long ago.
Have you noticed they're hit and miss?
Yeah.
Like, there's some that are really good beer.
I guess there's a reason that they're only $2.52 for a...
Tall boy.
For a king in the...
It's tall boy.
No, this is a tall boy.
No, that's king.
No, in America, these are tall boys.
Well, are we in America?
Well,
we're in Canada.
It's Bud. It's America.
Produced in Canada.
I know, but still. I'm going by American terminologies.
I'm not. I'm from Candleland. Brewed by Labatt Brewing Company. London, Creston, Edmonton, Montreal, Halifax, St. John's. It does say America on the candle, but it also says Australia, Europe, Africa, and Asia. But these, sir, are King Cans. The slightly smaller ones...
I used to call them King Cans. And the slightly smaller ones are tall boys, you say?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Well, I've been calling them the other way now for a while. So...
The 740s are King Cans.
Whatever you say, Hoss.
Learn something new every day.
I'm going to stick with my American terminologies.
Well, I'd reckon we should all move to the States these days.
You know, I was watching a Trump rally before.
All right.
And you know what? That guy, he was in Minnesota. I guess they're having a Minnesota election coming up for governor or something. And the way that guy talks... It just would make you proud to be an American. Because he's like, aside from all the silly things he said, which everybody says silly things, and he shoots from the hip a lot, like we are doing right now. But,
correct.
Love him or hate him, I know a lot of people hate him, a lot of people love him. But, that guy makes you, the way he was talking, makes you proud to be an American. If I was American, I would have been proud there. It makes our fella look like a bit of a sheep in the ditch there.
Well, let's not go too far with that and say that our fella does a bad job of making himself look like an idiot, because he does a dang good job himself.
For near air day.
Did you hear that the old Johnny Red Eye bill has passed?
Yeah.
The devil's lettuce.
Electric lettuce.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Sad day.
Yeah.
What's this world coming to?
It's going to cause other problems to arise.
Also, in the old bills passing and not passing. I don't know if you heard about the whole Trinity Western University ordeal.
That was something about...
Lawyers.
Lawyers.
Getting disbarred.
Because they wouldn't check the box.
No, because they checked a box.
Yeah, but they wouldn't check the other box that
yes, the correct.
Political correct folks want you to check.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, anywho, we'll save the politics...
For a private conversation.
For a private conversation in between podcasts. So I got a question for you.
Okay, shoot.
Kind of going off our last podcast a little bit. Gonna cascade off that.
Uh-oh.
On the topic of patience and perseverance.
Okay. Ooh, mugs boundering here.
So how do you think that you can use those in your hunting life? I mean, I think obviously, yeah, you can say that, well, I can be more patient in the tree stand. I can persevere a little harder. But what's the actual practical use on that? Because well, I feel like we're both in the situation we've been put in the last
couple
said,
years.
Said number of months, even. We've had to grow in character and perseverance and
grow in our hope.
And grow in hope and also grow in patience.
And time and space.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know, basic elements such as time and space.
Yeah. I know they exist. I mean, I live in time well, here, and space
here,
every
look,
day.
Look, here. The seconds counter is going as we speak, so time is going currently.
Time is going. It only goes by in waves of strangers.
So you're saying, how do you tie that into the hunting life?
Yeah.
Patience and perseverance.
I mean, we're talking all about how life lessons and lessons we need to learn, and I think so often we get a little caught up in thinking that...
We know it all?
We forget to think that life lessons can also apply to our passions, not just our day-to-day life. Because let's be completely real.
I agree.
Hunting isn't our day-to-day life. I mean, we get a hunt for...
A few months of the year.
What, 5 months of the year if we're lucky? If you're into waterfowl and deer and bear, you can kind of hunt a little longer than most. And then spring if you're into spring bear, which not everybody is. But,
well...
Yeah, that's my question.
As far as... I think it starts with the perseverance. I think that... First of all... Dang, we should define perseverance while we're at it, but actually, I don't know if it comes first out of perseverance or patience, but they come hand in hand, because, well, first of all, I guess you have to be patient to wait for season to start. If you're out there hunting critters beforehand, that's illegal. That's called poaching.
Yes, that would be poaching.
And if you're hunting critters after season closes, that's called poaching, and you'd have to be patient for the next season to come around, right? Okay,
sorry to interrupt you. Perseverance, continuing in a course of action without regard or discouragement, opposition, or previous failures.
Okay. So, like, putting your head down and just going for it, not giving up.
Yeah, regardless of what's happening in life. Wow.
That speaks to a fella.
Yeah. I mean, like, to not point out the blaring... I guess the obvious things here, I mean, you do want to talk about love a little bit here. Yeah, sure, your heart gets broken, but it doesn't mean you can't put yourself out there again, right?
Yeah, you just got to keep...
You miss a booner doesn't mean you can never shoot a booner again.
Exactly.
A booner.
Yeah, so, basically, well, I mean, the obvious answer to that would be, you're sitting in the stand, you got to be patient. You can't be out there... Giving up in 5 minutes, right? You got to be sitting there, putting in your time, paying your dues. You got to be out there, spending, just all kinds of time waiting. I mean, you can pattern a critter as much as you want, but any given day, that pattern might change. And you got to sit out there and have hope and faith, which tie back into that, I'd say.
Yeah.
And then you got to be, regardless of what happened on Thursday, Friday could be a new day.
Friday,
you got to put your head down and not give up.
Every day is a new day.
And that ties into your patience. You got to be patient. You got to be sitting there waiting. Because if you're sitting in the truck driving home, you're not going to potentially see that booner. You're not going to potentially see that whatever, that bull elk, that moose. You got to be persevering and spending your time and paying your dues hand in hand with being patient and waiting either to stumble across something or for it to stumble across you.
Well, shoot, you ain't gonna shoot that booner off the phone screen sitting at home. And that's where I see it a little bit is, I mean, like I said, there's the glaring, you know, whatever, that, yeah, you know, be more patient in the stand, you know, persevere and stuff like that. But I guess the way I see it is how you can use those, like, in an actual, like, if you're sitting in the tree stand, right, it's one thing to, you know, sitting here on a nice summer day and say, okay, yeah, I got to be a little more patient.
A
lot more patient in the tree stand.
I got to persevere
through the little bit of rain and wind we'll get. But it's one thing when you're sitting in a tree stand and it's howling 40K winds.
And, or more.
Or more, and slinging rain down at you, and you're thinking, man, this sucks.
That pizza back at home sure sounds nice.
Yeah.
That coffee from Timmy's sure sounds nice.
That nice bottle of 40 Creek.
Sounds real nice.
Sure has my name on it. But, okay, now let's flip that question, though.
Okay.
How can you use what you've learned in hunting in real life? Well, I should... Okay, that's a bad way to say it, real life. But in...
In your personal life?
Personal day-to-day life. Besides the patient perseverance side of things.
Well...
And being a sponge, I guess, because that's pretty big in day-to-day life, I'd say.
Absolutely. I mean... Well... I mean... Aside from patience and perseverance, if you can... Like, you, all, as long as you're practiced in the method to take your animal...
Yep.
So, you gotta practice. So, if some things in life, you gotta practice at. You gotta practice at your patience. You gotta practice at your perseverance. You gotta
can't
practice
all be
at...
Danny Heatley's. 50-07, baby.
50-07. Danny Heat Daddy.
Heat Daddy. On Lake Eugene, ripping Bacardi bombs.
Oh, one of the best Twitter pages I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, hands down.
Not for all you kids under 18, though.
Y'all shouldn't even know what Bacardi is. If so, we're going to have a quick chat with your parents.
Yeah.
Let them know what you're, what's going on in your mischievous...
Lives.
Lives. Yeah, a bunch of rugrats.
Yeah. But, okay, in the 2016 season...
All right.
I sat from September to November. And in September, I saw does and fawns for a couple days. Okay? And as time wore on, I stopped seeing anything. No deer. But I had to be patient, and I had to persevere. And I had to just have hope and I guess faith to, that there would be something that would come to where I am. And I'll be honest, I was getting to the end of my straws. I was, that morning that I shot that buck in 16, I was like, if he's not here by, if something's not here by this time in the morning, 9, 10 in the morning, I'm rolling up, going home.
Yep. Shut it down.
Shut it down, yep. Lo and behold, another one of those sit and stand for 30, 45 minutes. Blouch! So,
Booner.
There it paid off to be patient and persevere. Albeit, I was at the end of my string, like I said. So, I was ready to give up on patience and perseverance. So, you look at that, and you can tie that into, okay, I want to go to Cabela's, and I want to buy this product. I want to buy this gun. I want to buy this tree stand. I want to buy this pair of boots. Okay, well, look at yourself. Do you need it right now, at this very moment? For instance, it's summertime. I want to buy a new shotgun for fall.
Yep.
Okay, so this is one area where I'm practicing patience. I want to buy a new shotgun for fall. I've wanted to buy a new shotgun for a few years now, and I finally decided last fall that I'm going to buy one for this coming fall.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, I've been waiting all winter, all spring now, and into summer. And now I'm waiting for that gun to come on sale, because I know it'll come on sale. Because they always have big waterfowl sales. Just before the season.
Yeah, just before the season opens. Yeah.
So now, some of that patience and perseverance I've been practicing while hunting is paying off. Now, obviously there's some areas of your life where those traits and values are a little harder to come by.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But that's where your perseverance comes in, because you have to persevere through everything that's happened to keep on practicing your patience and keep on having hope and faith and building your own character in that certain respect to keep pushing forward.
Oh yeah. Oh no, I totally agree. I mean, I think about it in your job setting too, right? Like,
sure. No, I don't want to think about that.
Well, it is only Wednesday, my dude.
This is true.
I think about it, you know, like, yeah, I'm sure. I'm certain that I would love to make $100K a year.
Wouldn't we all?
However, at the age I'm at, I don't have the opportunity to make $100K as of yet. So I put my nose to the grindstone, my proverbial nose to the grindstone, because I'd prefer to keep my nose.
Hey, fun fact, a friend of mine back in high school, I took auto body in high school.
Yes, you did.
And a friend of mine, he had a bad grinding disc, and it broke on him, it shattered, and he completely shredded his nose open.
Still got a scar on my lip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This guy, he had a big flap on his nose. He got it stitched up. It looks fine now, 6 years, 7 years later, but...
I don't know if you can see it. A little dim out here.
A little something.
Yeah, I got a scar right about here from an old grinding disc.
Okay.
I was doing barn renovations back in the day.
Okay.
For my uncle. And I was grinding off the bottom of a stainless steel bolt that came up through the concrete to hold pig pens in place.
Yeah.
Yes, for those of you that are going to go off on me, yes, pigs do live in pens. Anyways, I was grinding and the disc broke and caught me straight in the lip, tore my lip in two. So that was a fun time. Also, cousin of mine, won't name names, decided she was going to look through a barn fan at the horses that were double-decker barn. Barn fan, no louver on it. Went to go look out at the horses and took her nose, tip of her nose clean off.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Hard day at the office.
Yeah, that's a rough day at the office.
That's a real kick in the knackers, bro.
Hold my spitter, bro. Can't hold the spitter. Shout out to Letter
Kenny. Tarps off, boys!
So. You guys high? Shout out to Letter Kenny and Jared Kizo. @JaredKizo. Great guy.
Great show. Great Squirrely show. Dan.
Squirrely Dan. That's what I appreciate about you, Katie. No, so anyway, back to the whole Holden Perseverance.
Daryl.
Daryl. Dairy.
Dairy. Don't forget Dairy.
Can't forget about Dairy.
His barn clothes. Or his plaid shirt.
Does he even rock a plaid shirt? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does too. Mm-hmm. Every now and again.
When he's off the clock.
Him and his yogurts. Love his yogurts.
He loved more than just yogurts, that's for sure.
Nothing like Hoover, nothing Schneef.
Schniff? Hoover some Schniff. You ever hoovered Schneef off of a...
You ever hoovered some behind the barnyard Schneef? I've hoovered Schneef off a dairy cow's teat. Anyway.
Where were we?
Hold perseverance in day-to-day life.
How does that affect you in your day-to-day? Like, how would you answer that question?
Well, I guess the way that I see it is, you know, okay, as you of all people know, that farm buck has gotten the best of me for six years now.
Oh, the old farm buck.
Hashtag farm buck 18, hopefully.
Hashtag chasing 18.
He's gotten the best of me now for 6 years.
He's gotten the best of a few folks, I reckon.
Yeah, he's managed to survive that long. There's a reason.
Manitou? He's been relocated to Manitou? What?
Not Manitou. I can't English. Shout out to episode 3, I think that was. I can't remember.
Are you kidding me? That's every episode. I can't English any day of the week for more than a minute at a time.
Gotta keep your thoughts short.
Yeah.
Your shorts thought. I think it's, you know, I think, you know better than anybody, I'm the type of guy that can up and leave in a moment, should the right plan come into place.
Absolutely.
I've been pushing for us to do a big hunt for years already, and the patience and perseverance side, I'm glad we've held off as long as we have.
You know, I'm glad we didn't do one last year, because I don't think we were ready.
I don't think so either. I think there was a few... Honestly, I think we both needed to get a good kill under our belts. And I think, for me, shooting that buck last year and going through it myself gave me a whole lot more confidence in my craft. You know what I mean?
That was one thing, like, when you called me on that one...
I texted you.
Or whatever, you contacted me in some fashion.
Yeah, I walked to my truck and I texted you. I said, hey, I might need a hand.
Yeah. And then that was right then when I knew that, like, okay, worst case Ontario, I'll come out. But.
You better look.
You need to do your due diligence first before I come out there. Because if you just call it quits and say, I need help, that's not a good place to start.
Oh, heck no. That is
the worst place to start.
Now, granted, I had been looking for
a while,
2 hours already, and I hit that point, because you know what, like, the thing with that hunt, and I know I've went over it on a podcast prior, but the thing with that hunt was, and I mentioned it in an Instagram post, I knew as soon as the arrow hit him, the shot placement was questionable.
Yeah.
At best.
Which sucks, but it's the way she goes sometimes.
It was. And looking back on it now,
whatever, coming up to a year later.
Did you not bend at the hip? Did you bend with your body?
What do you mean?
You shot him a little high, right?
Well, yeah.
Granted, he was close.
He was right underneath me.
Yeah.
I didn't bend with my body.
Okay, because...
I bent... I curled a knee and then bent over on my hip, not... Okay. Like, I didn't keep my legs... I'm standing doing it. Y'all can't see this, but I didn't stand straight and go straight down.
Yeah.
No, I had him... If he was walking right about where you were, I had turned, I had planted, and I was down.
Yeah.
And blow!
It's a hard shot to make.
It was.
Any day of the week.
And he was cooking it pretty good. I had a very hard time getting him to stop. Planes in the sky tonight.
Sprayer.
Putting in the long hours.
Listen to that.
That's horsepower, ladies and gentlemen.
Horsepower. There's a Chris LeDoux song called Horsepower.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
Pretty good.
Four different kind of horses, though.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so that, like, the shot placement was questionable at best.
Which happened.
It happens. It's going to happen.
You try to avoid that, but...
entire life.
Absolutely.
I, you know what? I was talking with Darren over at D&G, and the guy's been hunting for 30-some years, and he said he still gets buck fever. It doesn't matter if it's a 2x2 or a 10x10.
I think that means your feeler still works.
Yeah.
Just like...
the blues prove you still feel.
Yeah. If something doesn't work out in your personal life and you've been feeling it for a little while, that just goes to show you still feel.
Exactly.
I can speak to that.
We both got experience in that neck of the woods. But yeah, so then I had looked for 2 hours, and granted, my mind and my emotions were everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I pulled my phone out right away. I wanted to get a video of that raw emotion.
And you got that.
And I was very lucky to capture that, even though I dropped my phone just after from the tree stand, which sucked.
We all have our downfalls in life.
Yeah, some more than others. And I had seen a buck, or sorry, I shouldn't say that. I had seen a deer run the opposite way on my tree stand. Now, in my mind, I put two and two together, and the way that deer circled, I figured that was him. So yeah. I started looking in the wrong area. Instead of going back to where I shot, finding blood, where I shot him, and then finding the last place I seen him, and tracking him from there. Because when I went back and did that, which is right after I had texted you,
yeah,
I'd looked for 2 hours, texted you, said, hey, listen, I need to retrieve this deer. Because the hunter and me, you make the best effort possible,
ever,
right?
Possible,
that's
yep.
The rule, and it's also in the code. Like, that's as a hunter, that's in the
ethics
code.
And morals in hunting. Like Aldo Leopold says, what does it say?
Oh, is it about the ethics?
Ethical behavior is doing the right thing
when no one is
looking, even when the wrong thing is legal.
No, easier.
Legal.
Oh, is it legal?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so yeah, that was and I mean, I'm very thankful that I found that deer, and I'm thankful that I have good friends, you or yourself included, that would, you know, should the situation come up, and I mean, I hope you could, you know, if you shot a bear this year and had a heck of a time finding it, I'd sure hope you'd say, hey, listen, pal, let's go find this critter.
Let's go see if we can find something here.
Yeah. I'd say, boy, howdy, I'll be there in 10.
Yeah.
Like
Dirk Bentley says, I'll be there in 5. A song.
The way you said that just reminded me of a movie, 8 Seconds, and a good poem. That'll have to be an opener for one of our. It's a good rodeo quote. Anywho,
open it right now.
All right, let's see if I can find it here. Yeah, so that was that was a huge learning.
It was a good life experience, to say the least, eh?
It was.
Just like on my buck this last year, okay. The way that he moved, and I knew that I made a good shot, and he walked away from me, okay, and I found his blood trail, so I was after him. It was zigzagging this way and that. You know, I was confident I had made a good shot, and by the blood, it showed it was reinforcing that I had made a good shot, which I ended up figuring out that I had.
Yep.
And I had to follow him for some time, and I saw him, okay, and then he took off on me, and then I made the mistake to follow by sight.
That's right.
And that was a big mistake. I lost my blood trail. I lost him. I didn't know what to do. So collected my thoughts for a second and tracked back to where my blood was and kept going. I forgot about, I put out where I seen him in person.
Yeah.
I put that out of my mind. I looked at the blood, followed it, looked super hard, you know, keep the trail going. There he lay, not too far from where I was.
Dead as a doornail.
Boy, howdy. Dead as a doornail.
Woo! And you know what? Like I said on mine too, like I, when I finally got back to the point, okay, I'm going to sit in the tree stand. So I went back up in the tree stand. I visualized that, visualized the entire shot, the way that came out, everything from the meh, meh, blouch. And he died no more than 40 yards from where I shot him. I'm like seconds after. And the shot on the picture, yeah, it was high. The way the broadhead came down and through, I nicked both. Like, I nicked the top lung, mm-hmm. and it opened, and the second one was punched straight through. There was so much blood pooled in that cavity.
Yeah, I believe it.
And, like, I had given up because I had found, I had lost the blood trail. Okay, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to my markers, found the last little bit of blood I could find, and then, no, nothing. And I looked to my left. Sat down on a stump, thought, oh, dang it, this sucks. Looked to my right.
Dadgummit.
Booner. Well, not a booner, but none. He was a good-sized buck. He was yeah. a dandy. Anyway, here's the poem from Cody Lambert about Lane Frost.
Oh, July in Cheyenne.
Yes, sir. It's called 8 Seconds. There's 100 years of history and 100 before that, all gathered in the thinking going on beneath this hat. The cold flame burns within him, his skin's as cold as ice, and the dues he paid to get here are worth every sacrifice. All the miles spent sleepy driving, all the money down the drain, all the if-eyes and nearlies, all the bandages and pain, all the female tears left drying, all the fever and the fight, are just a small down payment on the ride he makes tonight. It's guts and love and glory, one mortal's chance at fame. His legacy is rodeo, cowboy is his name.
Mr. Lane Frost.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, old son. Boy, howdy.
So yeah, no, but anyway, to go back on that whole, kind of bring that thought full circle, I'm glad we didn't do the hunt last year. I think we both had lessons this year in the outdoors and in life that we had to kind of meander our way through and figure out.
And there's still lessons that we're learning as we speak.
Oh, day in and day out. I mean, I had the most boringest day imaginable.
Yeah, you're saying.
Oh, brutally boring and hot.
Oh, well, hot for all of us. But.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, I mean, the big guy upstairs has got a plan and things work out for the greater good. And
you just got to put in your effort to follow that plan.
Exactly. And, I mean, that's exactly what it comes down to. It comes down to doing no different than preseason, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to, I shouldn't say you're not going to shoot a booner in November if you don't put in your preseason, but at the end of the day, you want to up your chances of shooting a big mature deer. You do your work. You know the plan.
That's maybe where your hope and faith comes in.
Yeah, and you also got to reap what you sow, whether that be wild oats or crab apples or whatever it is.
Or booners.
But if you plant out those wild oats there, in that little bit of an opening beside the alfalfa field, I'd reckon you'd be getting ready to
blouch
on a big old
blouks,
yeah, on a big old 10-point. If we're from Michigan,
booner,
5x5,
Mr.
Janis Pudelis,
the Latvian eagle,
the Latvian lover, old Long Tong himself. I've never met him, but I've never heard anybody with such great nicknames.
Nor have I. Old son.
Okay, here's a really, really random question.
Okay.
How do you like your steak?
Okay. Now, I prefer, first of all, I'm partial. All
right.
I prefer a venison steak. Okay.
Agreed.
I prefer a cut that comes from either the loin or the tenderloin, naturally.
And I like, as most folks will call them, the loin, the inside loin, or the back strap.
Which is extremely false if you come from a butcher background like myself. But, well, that's That's minor. That's here nor there. Yeah, exactly. And I like it thick or thin. Doesn't really matter. But I like it medium rare or just a touch rare. Good just man. A little eighth plus of an inch brown and just bloody.
Yeah, that thing should almost...
Go on.
That thing should almost be twitching.
Just about.
When it comes onto my plate.
With a hearty helping of Suzy Q rubbed onto there. And Suzy Q is a seasoning that comes out of Santa Maria, California, which I experienced firsthand a couple years back on some tri-tip beefsteaks. Oh my goodness, that is... In my opinion, that is the best thing you can put on a steak.
All right.
And how about yourself?
Again, impartial. Anything wild.
Okay.
I'm not particular to venison steaks.
I like lean meat.
Yeah. Yep. However, if I'm going to spend the money on a steak, I mean, I'm getting a nice fatty steak.
Okay.
Not a sirloin or...
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Okay. No, I'm not a big meat guy. But if I'm... Let's
think of a topic. We like to eat meat.
Yeah. That's what I mean. But I mean butcher-wise.
Yeah. Anyway,
I couldn't tell you all the cuts from,
yeah.
from everything. But if I'm going to stick to venison, I'm definitely taking a tenderloin.
Okay.
Inside loin.
Yeah.
Or a backstrap.
Loin.
Hashtag backstrap.
Hashtag loin.
Hashtag we're not all butchers.
Hashtag sucks to suck, old son.
Hashtag it all tastes the same.
Hashtag no it doesn't. Anyways.
Anyways. So I'm going to take my backstrap and cut her thick.
Yeah.
Thick. I'm talking like
yeah.
2.5 inches.
Yeah. Do you like the butterfly ears?
Depending what I'm doing with them.
See, I like to take a nice thick, you know, 2-inch plus loin. A nice backstrap. Section. Nice section about... Say 5 inches or so.
Sure.
I like the slicer down the middle.
Okay.
Not all the way through.
Yeah. But
just so butterfly. It butterflies out.
Yeah.
And then you basically have two nice little thick pieces.
Yeah.
Nicely rubbed up in the Suzy.
See, I don't like to do that because I find that cut usually ends up being on that sinew line on the back of the backstrap because there's always that back sinew line.
No, you got to trim that off.
Well, I know. But for the most part, when you butterfly something, you end up overcooking the middle of your butterfly, like where it hinges.
See, my middle of my butterfly is literally like minuscule, just barely enough to hang the two pieces together.
Okay,
like, I'm making not it like as minimal would, as possible.
Not like you would butterfly a chicken breast.
No.
Or a prairie chicken breast.
No. Okay. This is like just minimal, just to hold the two pieces together.
Got you. I got
so, it doesn't really matter.
I got you. No. So I don't butterfly mine. What I do, however, is S&P.
Choice for me.
Skillet. Hot. Piping hot. As hot as you can get that thing. A little bit of oil.
Okay.
And Montreal steak spice.
Okay.
So you put the S&P steak spice in a bowl.
Okay.
Liberally apply to said steak.
Okay.
Sear all sides.
Okay.
Take that pan, toss her in the oven, finish her in the oven.
Really?
Best steak you
at
ever
what,
had.
What degree?
Depending on the thickness of meat, you're going to do it. You want to go probably about no hotter than 400.
Okay.
375 is probably optimal.
Okay.
For a few minutes.
Okay.
You got to really watch it. Get your meat thermometer out. Test it frequently. Because you're looking for I won't tell you the temperature, because it changes. Mine's got it. I have a little line on my,
okay,
on my meat thermometer on where it needs to be. But anyway, finishing the oven, it usually takes me about 15 minutes.
Start to finish?
No, in the oven.
Okay.
And then it only takes like whatever 3 or 4 in a pound to sear everything shut.
Yeah.
You get the juiciest steak. The key is, however, let your meat rest. Give it a break. Let her absorb the juices. This can be applied to all facets of life, gentlemen.
Patience.
Patience.
Gentlemen, patience!
It is not a sprint, it is a marathon. Good meat is no different. Yeah, that's how I take my steak. I mean...
How much blood do you like? Like, what...
That thing should be running.
So, like a medium rare rare.
Medium rare.
Not a blue, though.
Not blue. Medium rare. If I'm cooking it, I'll do what I consider a medium rare. Okay. Most places will consider that a rare. Yeah. Closer to the rare than medium rare, but not...
Yeah, that's what mine is.
Yeah.
And I like mine on the barbecue. I'm not lucky enough to have a Traeger or, like, a pellet grill. So
okay.
Just neither am I. I use a propane barbecue, and that is my preferred method.
Okay, so
not in the oven.
Okay. So, you can do it in the oven to start, and then finish it on the barbecue as well.
Yeah.
Just to get the... Like, I like the charred pieces, you know, that the flames lick up.
Yeah.
And when all you get... Whatever. I love those little burnt ends.
Yeah.
My favorite. However, I don't always have the time to go out and barbecue, so I'll do
it. I better cook a steak for you one day.
We're going to have a cook-off here. That sounds an awful lot like a hunting camp idea.
Could be, yep.
Yeah. Maybe I can bring a few steaks out.
All I'm going to say is I'm taking that trophy home, old son.
I don't know, old son.
You ain't never ate like a king like me.
I don't know. That deer sure got used up awful quickly.
Yeah, I'm running out.
I've been long out.
Yeah.
I've been out since
I got a few more February. I got a few more different things to eat as well, though. I got some feathered friends from the sky.
Yeah, that you do. That you do.
But at least we like our steak similar.
Yes, we do.
And in bloodiness.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to have... I mean, if you go anywhere and you order a well-done steak, I'm going to tell you get the chicken. Because you're wasting a prime cut of
beef. You're wasting a prime cut, yep.
But, I...
Although you could get ribs, too, though.
You could. And here's a question.
I like ribs.
How do you do venison ribs?
I haven't, but I'm going to try that this coming year.
I want to do some tomahawks this year.
Okay.
And try it out. Yeah. I'm going to use...
Rinella's got a recipe for it.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I've got it already. And he's actually coming out with a new cookbook. Like an actual cookbook.
Okay.
For all the wild game. He's doing the similar thing with the complete guide.
Yeah.
But with just cooking. Mm. So I'm excited to pick that up and try out some of those recipes. But I like experimenting in the kitchen with wild game.
I love it. I love experimenting in the kitchen with anything, really.
See, I have a hard time experimenting with domestic game and, like, fruits and vegetables and stuff like that.
Hey, well, I don't know.
I don't dabble because I can't...
Well, I guess anything I make in the kitchen, I'm experimenting with. Because if I'm going to make something, I might glance at a recipe, but at the end of the day, it's going to be...
A little of this.
As we say in Low German, ungefähr.
Yeah.
Is this going to be... However I want to do it.
Exactly. Like,
I'm not going to follow the script completely. I'm just going to make it myself. I might never be able to make it again like that.
See, that's the problem I had with my burgers for years. Actually, my steaks. If I do beef steaks, I have a problem with that because I can never find I can never follow the recipe that I got last time, and the last time was so good. But my burger recipe, I have perfected. Okay. It's taken me 8 years to get it to where it is now. And there has not been a person that has... I have cooked burgers for that has said that is a mediocre burger.
How about that?
I've had many people ask me for the recipes, and I tell them no because I've worked on it so dang hard. Key is not to use breadcrumbs.
Okay. I'm listening.
Frosted flakes.
Really?
Yep. Dry them out for a day.
Okay.
Just leave them on the counter for a day. Crush them up real fine. Okay. Throw them in there.
Huh.
They don't absorb nearly as much moisture. And the sugar, I don't know if it caramelizes when it cooks or whatever.
Absolutely
it is.
It will.
And, boy, howdy.
That's one thing about Suzy Q. It has some cane sugar in there.
Yeah.
So it does a little bit of that caramelizing.
Yeah. Gets that nice golden brown crisp, boy.
Old son.
Fire up that old thing right there.
Old son.
That barbecue, I tell you what, for a little backpacker barbecue like that, that thing cooks mint.
I believe it.
I took one of the burners out of it so I can do the high heat, low heat. If I want to do ribs, slap them on one side, indirect heat.
Yeah.
Moist. Fall off the bone.
Ooh.
Bones, it doesn't even have a chance to fall off the bone. You can't even pick it up by the bone.
Well, that's
another one.
Okay.
I got a bunch of questions here.
Okay. Fire.
What's the one gear item you never leave home without? essential. Besides, like, a knife and stuff like that.
I was going to say a knife.
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Huh. Okay, I never thought of that.
I never leave home without toilet paper. I've always got some in my pickup. Always got some in my bag.
That's the one thing I tend to forget when I go out hunting is TP.
I've had to do the moss trick. You know what? It's good, but if you get moss that has too much dirt, it's not so good.
I've come back sockless a few times.
Okay.
Or one sock down, anyway. Or sleeveless. That's happened. Lost a few good hunting shirts, too.
What's your... don't leave home without... Aside from a knife.
Rope.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Never leave home without some braided rope. Whether that be P-cord or just whatever, marine rope.
Yeah.
Never leave home without it.
Okay.
I have some in my truck at all times.
Yeah.
Never know when you need to tie something together. Baler twine works too. In my survival kit, I have a couple pieces of, or lengths of Baler twine.
Yeah. I've always got zip ties on me too.
Yeah, that's when I try to always remember. Sometimes I run out and, you know, the odd thing. Also, I got a zip tie. I need a zip tie. Grab another hunting bag.
Yeah.
All right. Summer plans besides hunting or besides prepping for hunting?
I'm fixed on doing quite a bit of shore fishing this year.
Oh yeah,
I think so. But
son, I'll show you a few spots.
I reckon. I got a few for you as well.
All right, we'll have to.
But I don't know. Just throwing a line in the water, doing some hunting prep, and just taking this heat day by day, and not to complain about it because. It's going to be minus 40 in a hurry, so...
I'll take the minus 40 over the plus 30 any day of the week, brother.
But...
I'm built for cold.
Me as well, albeit... We're sitting outside in t-shirts.
I'm in shorts, and the mosquitoes are eating me alive.
But we're sitting out here comfortable, as far as temperature-wise.
I'm going to throw some jeans on right now, actually.
So, at the end of the day... winter is all good. I love winter. I'm a bit of a cold weather kind of fella, but, in the evenings, like, from, 8:30, 9 o'clock till dark or after dark, like, that is optimal time to be sitting outside just enjoying life. You can sit outside in your blue jeans or you can sit outside in your shorts, whatever you want, have a little fire. It's all good. And you're not, like, right now, it's June 20th, and we're not sitting out here burning up, and this is just, as far as temperature-wise, I would say this is optimal. Like, we can sit out here, you don't need a sweater, maybe a cold little lady would need a sweater, but a fella doesn't need a sweater out here now.
No.
So.
Even jeans are a little warm.
I'm enjoying it.
Oh, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Can tend to be a little warmer every now and again, especially when you're working.
But the one thing that's nice about the summertime versus the wintertime, you need to work on your pickup a little bit. Well, you're not freezing.
You're not losing fingertips.
You're not losing your fingertips.
Yep, been there, done that.
Yeah,
trying to replace a transfer case in minus 30 outside.
Yeah,
dummy.
Yeah.
The only thing that I really enjoy about winter is the fact that I don't sweat nearly as much. Not that I have a problem with sweating. I enjoy working hard, and I thoroughly enjoy coming home after a day of sweating. You just feel good about yourself. It's impossible to cool down when you're hot.
Yeah.
When you're cold, at least you can layer up.
Yeah. Or layer down.
Or layer down if you have to. And ice fishing's fun.
Yeah.
You've never really dabbled in the old ice fishing.
Not too much, no. That might change.
I swore years ago I was going to take you out and never got around to it.
Oh, well. Away she goes.
I'd reckon.
So what are your summer plans, your old son?
Let's
hear about it.
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Do a little bit of fishing. Maybe not so much shore fishing. I got a couple buddies with boats, so.
Yeah.
I think two of them, actually.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dunley Funk and good old Vanico, his brother. Great guys.
Yeah, grew up with them.
Yeah, great guys. Characters.
Yeah.
Characters. So do a little bit of fishing, do some work on the farm, and then, I guess just hang out and work and put money away.
Put money away, yeah, that's key. Yeah. Try not to spend too much while you're at it.
Well, yeah, that's the other side of it, I guess.
Easier said than done sometimes.
I'd reckon. So. Steak or chicken?
Steak.
Alright, same here.
Yep. Although, on the weekend, my brother made some killer charcoal chicken. Oh my goodness, best chicken I've had.
With chicken spice? Did he use the orange chicken spice?
I don't know what he used, but that stuff was good.
You ever had the stuff
they have at Grunthal? In his charcoal barbecue? Oh yeah. My goodness.
Had the stuff they have at Grunthal Fair Days there?
Yeah. I've had that. They have the same thing in Mitchell Fun Days.
Yeah, my
same
old man thing. Makes that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you weren't there. Oh, we didn't have the same big deal that we had when I went and got baptized there, but. The only time I'll choose chicken over steak is if I'm making my stuffed chicken breast.
Okay.
You butterfly some chicken breast.
Yeah.
A little bit of butter, some herbs, some garlic.
Always butter.
Slap that in the middle. A little bit of cheese. Like some good Bothwell.
Bothwell?
Yeah, Bothwell. Maybe a little provolone.
Okay.
Skewer that thing shut, wrap her in bacon, fire in the oven, or on the barbecue. Slather in barbecue sauce.
Mm.
Mm. Boy, howdy, that's some chicken. That's a man's chicken right
there. Sounds like it to me.
What else? I don't know what else I got.
Well, you got any shower thoughts?
Oh, boy. You're asking for too many shower thoughts in one day.
Hurry, are we almost back, here?
Back to back. Oh, man, what? What do I got for a shower thought?
Well, we can come back to it.
Finish your heavies. Finish your ribbons. We haven't used that one in a while.
Finish your ribbons, kids.
Finish your heavies.
All you kids out there, finish your ribbons and your heavies. And,
if it's free, take it. If it's cold, dig it.
Don't bite the hand that feeds.
Correct.
I learned that one the hard way once.
So did I. Also, don't shit where you eat. And I'm not talking literally. Did that one once too.
Well, we all have our downfalls, some more than others.
More than others.
What do you mean with don't shit where you eat?
Well, you know, I guess in the story I'm thinking of, you know, some people have daughters, and some people's daughters, or some people that have daughters, are the coach of your hockey team. Don't chase after the coach's daughter. You lose playing time.
I believe it.
Learned that once.
I believe it. I understand that now.
What are you talking about, the hand to feed you? Talking about the big guy?
I'm talking about the big guy, but I'm talking about somebody offers you a free coffee or what can I get you from the Timmy's here?
Yeah.
Say, I'll have a coffee. Don't say, if you're not actually good and you're just trying to be the nice guy that doesn't eat
anything.
Don't
be the nice guy.
Don't, just say, I'll have a coffee or something.
Yeah. Just even grab a bottle of water.
Yeah, I'll have a water. Just, you know, if the guy wants to buy, buddy wants to buy something, just say, just something small and.
Take the gesture.
Take the gesture, yep.
Yes, sir.
You know, something small is not going to break the bank on the fella.
No, and you know what?
And if it is, well,
it's going to bring joy to him.
Yeah.
So. And to you as well.
Yeah.
You know, the other day I was driving through the Tim's line up there, getting a coffee, first thing in the morning. Go up there with my $5 bill, thinking I'm going to get some change back. Go to hand to the lady, she goes, oh, don't worry. Old son behind you's got it. Look back, it's the Hilti guy that supplies all my tools.
How about that?
Gives me a little wave. I said, hey, thanks a bunch.
Hey.
That's one more coffee.
Yeah. You know, I've had that a time or two.
It makes a fellow's day.
Somebody pays for you in the drive-thru. It's like, good grief. That person's looking out for me.
That's a nice guy.
Or a nice lady, or whoever.
Or whoever, yeah. Maybe she's cute. Maybe she wants to get to know you.
Maybe.
Never know. I know a guy. Here's a story for you.
I'm listening. Here's a shower thought.
Oh, this is not a shower thought. This is a legit story.
Let's hear about it.
So an old son decides he's going to go guide bears in the inner lake.
Okay.
Gets a phone call over the phone. Says.
He gets a phone call over the phone.
Over the phone.
Okay.
He says.
English.
You got a client coming in. Pick her up. All right. Drives out to the airport. This little lady walks off, 5'2", bombshell, blonde, from Florida.
Flow right
down in the swamps. The bayou.
The swampland.
Not quite like the swampland we got in
here.
No,
I guess the swampland is Manitoba swamp. Yeah.
We're talking Everglades. Like gators here.
Yeah.
She wants to hunt some bears. So she rolls off the plane, brand new, head to toe Sitka gear.
Yeah.
Sika. Wow. Who am
Sika
I?
Sika Blacktail, what?
Who am I?
Brunella?
Giannis?
Giannis? O'Cal?
O'Cal? Great mustache?
Say what?
Rolls off in brand new gear. Tag still on it. Brand new Tika T3, chambered in a 270.
Okay.
Brand new Vortex scope.
Yep.
In the box, not even mounted.
Oof.
And 3 boxes of ammunition.
Probably like Nosler or this or that, yep, or something. Something
sure
fancy.
Could have been.
Top of the line.
Or burger.
Anyways.
So, old son goes, all right, well, he mounts the scope to the rifle, sights are in for her. 30 minutes into her first hit, blouch! Booner of a bear. Mm-hmm. Giant. Absolute giant. She looks at him, drops him a $5,000 check, the brand new rifle and remaining ammunition, and her phone number. A year later, they were married.
How about that?
She moved to Manitoba.
How about that?
Loved it up here and loved him.
That's true love.
That's true love. Lady that's going to kill a bear and then give you her phone number.
And her gear.
And her gear. I mean, I reckon they share the rifle now.
I guess. I mean, if she could afford all that stuff, I'm sure she could afford a new one.
Yeah. She was a... Yeah. And he's happily married. They've been married for 10 years now.
How about that?
Just over 10 years. Moral of the story, folks. Go guiding. Might meet a lady.
Persevere. How about that?
You got any shower thoughts?
You know, just, this will be a quick one here. All you fellas out there, all you gals out there, just keep working on your perseverance and your patience. Myself included, yourself included.
Yes, sir.
Just keep plugging away, keep your head down, keep working on it. Don't give up.
What is that one guy that hunts bull?
Oh!
I think it's elks. He catches elks.
Bull elks. Male elks, right?
Male elks, yeah. He hunted with...
Buck elks, I think they're called.
Yeah, yeah.
He hunts with a Hoyt? Oh,
no.
A Hoyt bow?
Hyatt?
Hyatt? He wears Under Armour?
Yeah, I think so. He hunts with, what's that, UFC guy? Mike Goldberg? No.
No, he's in Bellator now.
Oh, yeah.
John Anik?
Joel?
No, Joe what?
Joe Hogan.
No.
Have you seen the videos?
Yeah.
Joe Hogan?
Rogan!
Okay. Rogan! Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Yeah, hair loss.
What's his name?
He's got a saying.
Cameron?
Cameron. The Gitch.
Haynes!
Cameron Haynes.
What's
his saying?
Oh, it has a tool. Oh, it's,
Keep screwing? No. That's not it.
Keep hammering.
Keep hammering. He should put that on a t-shirt.
I think he should.
Real great guy.
All you kids out there, all you fellas, all you ladies, all you gals, all you whatever else.
Whatever else you might think you are.
Even though that's a... Never mind. That's a never mind.
That's a... We'll leave that one for now.
Keep hammering.
Keep hammering.
Keep hammering at your patience. Keep hammering at your perseverance.
Keep hammering at that job that you think's getting you nowhere.
Maybe put a smile on tomorrow.
Work a little bit harder, because bowl season's coming.
Yep.